Earlier, Ku'uipo Kumukahi gave some perspective from her perch as Hawaiian Culture Director with the Hyatt Regency. She's also a Hawaii Tourism Authority board member. Importantly, Kumukahi is an educator, and that's where it started for her current co-conspirator on the Hawaiian Music Perpetuation Society. Janine Heleloa says she's discovering the depth of Hawaiian music.
I took a Namele class from Kuipo at Kapi'olani Community College in 2016. She taught a semester there. I absolutely enjoyed it. We talked about different composers and the song and how it moves us. There were, I think, four or five of us that were registered for the class, but we had on average 30 people there. So many people that just wanted to be a part of it, and it was wonderful. So that's where my interest for Hawaiian music really started to take off and took a whole another dimension. Hawaiian Music Perpetuation Society is one of the many wonderful projects that are born in that brain of hers. So she's got gajillions of them. You talk to her for 5 minutes, guarantee you come up with at least 3-4 projects. This was one that just took off. It stuck.
Is this a new organization?
We just started. It's a COVID baby.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
COVID baby. Why start it now? I mean,
what do we do? How do we do this? We tried to do a concert, a house concert via Zoom. But Zoom is not a platform for music, you know?
No, it's not. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, we couldn't find one. And then we just said, well, what do we do about, you know, Hawaiian music? Not preserving, but having it live. So Beth Post said perpetuation. Oh, that's it. The Hawaiian Music Perpetuation Society. That's it.
How are you going to do this?
Yeah, how are we going to do this? So, you know, we had a bunch of meetings, a bunch of ideas just floating around. We have a diagram that looks like a squid. So all these things we're going to do. So we said, okay, now, which one's first? All of them are first. Well, definitely, I couldn't do that. And then, you know, after going around and we sought out the help of all these guys to strategically guide us through. My attorney, Gary Okuda, you know, who's become a friend of ours, he's guiding us through all this. And then I was telling Janine one day, you know what, I'm tired, stay home. I wasn't back at work. I cannot play music. My throat is not getting good because of these masks. They really do damage to the throat. I said, you know what, well, we cannot make crowds, so let's go to the crowd then. Okay, how are we going to do that? We're going to get on the flatbed. I'm going to get some musicians. We're going to Kani Kapila and we're going to drive to the Hawaiian homesteads. She goes, what? Yeah, okay, let's just go find out how much does that cost, you know? And we ended up with a volunteer who has a truck, 2 volunteers, because Janine has a truck. So we have a lead car, we have a truck. My musicians, Isaac and Danny, they're doing it. I told them, all sweat equity. This is all sweat equity. My sound man, they all came. We went, jumped on a truck. We went Waimanalo last Sunday before. Janine was the lead car, so she drove. She led the truck as we went through Waimanalo. Boom. We had, how many? 4,000 hits on our Facebook.
Oh, man.
I was just trying to look at the numbers again. There's a reach of over 5,000. Oh. And views, I think original views were at 3,600.
Oh, that's just taking it right on out. So this is all for the
people.
For love.
Yeah, perpetuation.
And for love. And then this past Sunday, we went to Waianae. And we went overtime. We had to finish Lualualei. So we were still playing music in the dark. And people were coming out to their fences and their gates. And hana-ho, hana-ho. And then auntie and uncle, they come out. They start dancing. And uncle is like, he's like sitting like this on the fence. He's like, wow, wow, wow.
That's perpetuating so much more than just music.
Yes. And that's what we realized, that they always talk about, oh, Hawaiian music is good for the soul. But when you actually see it, our hope is that maybe when grants open up or we can find sponsors, we would like to do this on all islands with Hawaiian homestead lands. And find people of those homesteads who can sing their songs and go back to the old songs. Nothing wrong with the new songs, but there's a more connectivity with the old songs. And encourage young people to write more songs about land. You want to know about Hawaii? Look at the songs. read it, sing it, so you connect to the land when you sing. When we sing it together, we have connection to each other. That connects us back to the ground. We wrap it all up with song.
Ku'ipo Kumukahi, singing about her home, Hawaii Island, and its particular pleasures in Kona Panaeva Keokaha. It's from a Hot Hawaiian Nights recording. And that's Christopher Kamaka's ethereal tenor. Oh, how's this forward momentum, guys? Listen to it. Woo!